This week marks 4 months since Philadelphia's new tax on soda and other sweetened drinks took effect, and many stores have raised their prices. A major question, besides whether it'll survive a legal challenge from Big Soda, is whether the tax is driving people to change their behavior. WHYY's Katie Colinari talked to shoppers to find out.
My first stop was at a fresh grocer in Northwest Philly, just one block away from the border of Bala Cynwyd in Montgomery County. Najia Muhammad was just leaving the store and stopped to chat. She says she only drinks soda occasionally, but she has changed her buying habits.
Absolutely. I shop in the county.
Really? Even though you don't drink soda that much?
I don't, but it seems to me that the tax is involving more than just soda.
The 1.5 cents per ounce tax applies to regular and diet sodas, as well as sweetened juices, teas, and even some milk products. So Muhammad, who lives in Southwest Philly, says she started grocery shopping in Delaware County.
And that wasn't something you really did much before?
No. But I absolutely see the difference. You know, when I'm out shopping and I look at my receipt, I see a big increase.
Of the more than a dozen people across the city I talked to for this story, five of them told me they've started shopping outside the city.
Hell yeah. It's not worth it, dude.
Kate Wilson is a contractor who lives in Delaware County and works in Philadelphia, which has also dramatically raised its cigarette tax.
They got, what do you got, like a 20-ounce Pepsi now is going for like $2.50. That's ridiculous. I even quit smoking. I was like, you know what, man, this shit is like half my paycheck every week.
But for every person who said they were shopping outside the city, there were others who told me they don't mind paying the tax. Alfred Sheed from West Philly was walking down Market Street drinking a carton of Arctic Splash sweet tea.
I buy every day, so it really doesn't affect me. A few cents, how am I helping the cause?
Most of the money is supposed to go toward expanding subsidized preschool for 3- and 4-year-olds and major renovations at city parks, rec centers, and libraries.
I'm one of those. You know, if it goes to schools, I'm very happy.
Lisa Brownstein from West Mount Airy shops at Weaver's Way Co-op. She doesn't drink soda, but she does buy sweetened almond milk. Brownstein thinks those trying to avoid the tax are doing a disservice.
It's very interesting. I do a mentoring program in Philadelphia at the schools, and we bring beverages and snacks to the kids, and someone whose turn it is next week to bring us snacks at Go Buy Soda Outside the City. And that, like, turned me right off. And I don't think we should be buying soda for kids anyway, so.
Therein lies the conundrum. Many of those who support the tax say they think people shouldn't be drinking sugary beverages anyway. But if people stop buying taxed items in Philadelphia, will it generate enough revenue to support the programs it's supposed to fund? So far, the tax has brought in just over $19 million. The city's revenue department has estimated a 30% drop in consumption for the first year and says it's on track to meet its financial goals. And while my unscientific survey is exactly that, the city and public health researchers from Penn and Harvard are embarking on a 3-year study to find out just how the tax is affecting what people are buying and drinking. Preliminary results are expected in the fall. Katie Colinari, WHYY News.